Welcome to Soulful Conversations with Najeda. I am so excited. My name is Najeda Chaputo. I am the host of Soulful Conversations with Najeda. This is our 1 year anniversary. Pretty excited about that. And I have Courtney Daniel, which I'm going to be introducing in a minute, who's joining me today. So yes, it's been 1 year since I started this journey. I love to dance. I'm passionate about dance, social justice, spiritual growth, nature. If anybody, if you are Facebook friends or following me on Instagram or something, you know I always often share myself on the beach or somewhere out in nature. I am also, as a coach, I empower ambitious women and discovering who they really are, finding their voice in order to make an impact in the world. I help them uncover their vision, their mission, and define their values. It's so important that we find our voices, that we share our authentic self, because I truly believe that's how we can make an impact in the world. So the women I work with are women who are about impacting the world through either the causes they're passionate about or through their business. So those are the people that I work with. So I am really excited. This is my 46th episode. I cannot believe this has been a year that I started this journey. And I want to thank you all, those of you who have joined me in the beginning, every single one of my guests, every single person who has joined me in this journey, though my soul sisters who really held me accountable, supported me in this journey. Those of you who have subscribed, who have been watching me from day one, maybe you joined me in the middle, maybe you're just watching this right now. And I really want to stress my message with you all, aside from what we're going to be sharing, Courtney and I, is to start. Whatever it is, that song that's in your heart, what's calling on you to do, start. Don't wait until you're ready. I often say that I don't think we're ever going to be ready. We just have to be willing. Don't wait for the right time, because sometimes you may never feel like it's the right time, you know? And so really listen to that song. Is it a podcast you want to start? Is it a blog? Is it that blog you want to submit? Is it that you want to start your own business? Maybe you want to make an offer. Whatever it is, like, don't wait until that moment. Just begin, because I know for myself, if I was like waiting until the right time, I would not be celebrating 1 year of the anniversary of my podcast. I didn't even like, we're on iTunes now. Well, you guys are listening to us on iTunes, Apple Podcast now. We were not there in the beginning when I started a year ago. We were just on my website. So just to say, like, start small, course correct along the way. I have learned so much. This has been a blessing, like what they call a blessing in disguise, and also very much great blessings as well, you know. So just wanted to share that. So whatever it is, I hope that me sharing this with you, and I have to tell you, I'm still learning so much. When I started this, I did not know a whole lot. I just knew that I had this idea. I wanted to provide a platform to share about topics that matters to me, to allow women to have a voice, to share their stories, for me to share my own stories and talk about the things that matter to me and to others, and I truly believe matter to the world. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest today, Courtney Daniel. Thank you for joining me today. She said yes to joining me on this special episode. Courtney Daniel is a client relations expert, award-winning business owner, and United States Postal Service postmark winner. Her experience as a celebrity personal assistant and love for design has afforded her the opportunity to work with some of the top names in the industry. She works with elite professionals who understand that staying connected via handwriting messages is important to creating lifelong memories. It is so true. So, so true. Thank you for joining me today, Courtney.
Thank you for having me, Najeda.
Yes. And I want to share this before I ask for the first question, because what you just said, lifetime memories, Courtney and I met, we were working with Jen Scalia, one of our mentors/business coaches, last year. And no, was it like you were in the first group or were you Get Paid or Captivate?
Both.
Yes, you were. You were. So you were in the first group. You were in the, yeah, because I just remembered you were in Get Paid. So guess what? I'm sure you got it too. When I got the card from Jen, the handwritten card.
Yes.
Guess what? I still have it.
Yes.
Right there. I think it says Born to Be Great. You know what? I just realized I probably should have brought it out, you know, but just to say what you're saying, it is lifelong memories because I really kept it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, how did you begin on this journey on, you know, for yourself?
Well, it wasn't something that I wanted to start. It was something that I was kind of pushed into, per se, and I'll explain. Before, I would just do it as a hobby. I would just, you know, design cards, go to the local craft stores and see how, you know, this color palette would go with this color palette and it would look great on a card to send to someone because, you know, you may have not seen it in the store. And so I just started designing for my friends and family, you know, if they had like an event coming up and I was like, hey, don't you want to send a thank you card? Or if they had invitations, I was like, hey, can I do your invitations? So from there, you know, they would be like, Courtney, why don't you, you know, do it as a business? And I was like, no, I really didn't want to do it as a business because I didn't know. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know, you know, if I was going to be successful as a business owner, you know, because it seems like it's different when you give things away for free. And then when you come back around and you're like, now I'm charging for it. So it's kind of like, you know, are you still going to get that same support that you were getting when you were giving away your products, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just started with the handy dandy Google, just to Google how to start a business. And from there, one thing led to another. And, you know, as you said in your introduction, we're always learning and we always have to start somewhere. We just have to start or else we'll still be in the same position on which we were in a year ago. So I just started, and from there, I'm continuing to grow, and I'm learning new things each and every day.
Great. Yes, definitely. So let me tell you, now that's a question that I don't know if, and for me, I was actually thinking, as I was getting ready for this, I was like, do I want to share that about me? But I'm like, you know, although you and I have had that conversation, but I'm like, I am all about being authentic. So what would you say, because for some of us, when we think about, we're like, okay, handwriting. Maybe we don't like our handwriting. I know for me, I'm not a big fan of my handwriting. And since we've spoken, I don't think it's gotten better. and actually, I've actually realized that's why maybe I'm not big on journaling, you know? Because, but I'm just curious. So for those of us who kind of feel like, because I mean, people have to understand what we've written. What do you say to that?
You know, I say it's a thought that counts. My grandmother, before she passed, she would write notes. And, you know, she was elderly, she was up in age, and as she got older, of course, her handwriting was more unrecognizable, like you couldn't read the words, right? But for me to receive that in the mail, because she did take the time out to try to write her feelings, and for me to be able to translate or trying to get the feeling that she wants me to feel by what she was writing, it still made me feel good. I wasn't like, you know, I can't read this, I'm not going to open this. I was just happy to get that handwritten message. Well, it was on a notebook paper, but the handwritten letter from her, because she felt the need to sit down and write her feelings out and share those with me. So regardless of if you feel your handwriting is not good enough, do it anyway. You'll just be amazed at how the person who is going to receive your message feels. It's just expressing that gratitude, and who knows, you may not never get to express yourself to them. So I say, going back to what you said again, do it now. Just do it and just put it in the mail. You could change their day. Yeah,
no, totally, definitely. So I'm curious. I know you just talked about your grandmother writing to you. Mm-hmm. How did you, for you, like, what was it about handwritten messages that got you so passionate and so involved with it that you start like you started like doing it for friends, and then which to the point that people then told you, why don't you do a business around that? So yeah. How did that come for you in terms of like not the business part, which we did, but yeah. How did you get into so much into the handwriting?
So I would always journal. So and me just being a, I guess, junkie for things that were neat, that was different when it was on the front of a journal, I would always buy journals and I would, you know, just write them out. And so what it did, it just reminded me of where I was in that day and time when I would go back to reading. Oh, man, I did all of that. Like, man, we had a good time that day. You know, we hung out with the kids or whatever the case may be. And so when I started working with celebrities, you see that they always receive gifts. They receive sponsorships. Mm-hmm. They receive a lot of stuff, but they may not have the time to sit down and say how much they really are grateful for this opportunity or the recognition of or whatever gift that they received, you know, just being mm-hmm. able to handwrite that and let the person who sent it to them know that, hey, I really appreciate you. So I kind of combined the two. I would just design the card and then say, hey, let me do this for you. Because guess what? It's going to change your relationship. It's going to change the way that that person looks at you. And that's a good feeling. You want them to know that you are genuine and you sincerely appreciate them thinking about you, because they could have clearly thought about someone else, right? So So I would send those out for them. And when they're in their circle of friends or when they're out and they see them in the streets, that's going to be the first thing that they say. Hey, thank you so much for that handwritten card. I really appreciate that. Guess what? I never received that before. I can't tell you how many times like I've heard that. And I'm thinking that it's like a common gesture or common courtesy for you to write and say thank you when someone gives you something, but it's not. So I felt like this was the opportunity for me to combine the two things that I like, which is design and handwriting, combine them together and offer it for people who may not have the time to do it.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So you do the handwriting for them?
Yeah.
Oh! So why am I talking about my handwriting? I feel bad now because you and I have spoken before. Remember, I was like, Courtney, I was like, so you write it for them.
Yes.
Okay. But then I don't know, is that something that people want to know that we're doing, that people are writing it for them?
Well, you know, it's not like I will come off the top of my head and just say a message. What I'd like to do is like in our weekly meetings, I'll say, hey, you received this from, you know, Sam, or you received this from Sally. What would you like the note to say? So it's like I would translate their voice into writing so that at least instead of them not doing it at all, it is something that they really wanted to do, didn't have the time to do. And that's when I stepped in, because you really want to continue to keep that connection. And I feel like that's one way of just really, really strengthening the bond and building a relationship, is when you show appreciation and gratitude to someone.
Totally. And you know, well, you know what? I am much more on board now with this. I have got to keep this in mind that you do the writing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So that's a great idea. So that, because that's the thing, and that's why I was asking about what about those of us who are like, well, I'm not crazy about my handwriting. Well, I don't think I'm going to handwrite. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. No, because I do have to say, like I told you, I really experienced it. And I had the same thing when, I don't know if you know Jordana Jaffe. Is it Jaffe?
Mm-mm.
She was big on Facebook groups. Like she was really like the Facebook group guru at mm-hmm. some point. And I know she kind of switched her niche to mindset now, but I did a course with her and same thing, you know, I got something in writing and I have to say it does feel mm-hmm. really good. You know, it feels really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me now, what would you say in your journey? Cause you know, a lot of my audience are women entrepreneurs or even if they're not entrepreneurs, but women who are really looking to do, you know, big things in their lives. Mm-hmm. What would you say that has surprised you in your journey and has been, but you've, you know, something that you've overcome and you, but it's also surprised that you were not expecting it when you started this entrepreneurial journey?
Okay. Yeah. So the biggest thing, I guess for me, the surprise was when I moved from Georgia to New Hampshire, mm-hmm. where I had, Georgia's home for me. So that's where I was most comfortable. That's where I, you know, I knew everyone. I was kind of like I was in my bubble. I can flow. I can get out. I can get to the networking meetings. When I moved to New Hampshire, it was totally different because we experienced not only the cold weather here that is just ridiculous. We also experienced that 6 months out of the year, you have your snowbirds. So business is not as, you know, as what I was used to back home in Georgia, where it's kind of like year round, you're hustling and bustling. And when I get here, it's kind of like that stop. Yeah. And honestly, when I first moved here, I hibernated. I didn't do anything. I didn't let people know I had a business, let alone my husband. You know, most people didn't think he had a wife because they had never seen me. It was just a real shock for me. And what it did, it just made me take a step back and realize that, hey, if you were able to build your business at home, you can definitely do it here. And I must say that the 6 years that I've been here in New Hampshire, I have accomplished way more than I have back home in my comfort zone. I moved out of my comfort zone. And so that was kind of like a shocker, just to kind of just, I just thought everyone would follow me from one state to the next. So it's like, I still had my following. I was okay. I was good. I could still be comfortable, but it stopped. As soon as I moved here, the distance, you don't have, you know, well, I can't say it's not as many opportunities, but it the culture is different here. It's not as much diversity that's here. So it's like, you have to learn how to deal with that and continue to move forward, embrace it, and know that this is still something you, like your message is still something that you want to share, regardless of if it's something that's popular here or not. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And you do run your business both online and offline, right? Or do you do more offline?
Yeah, it's both, because, you know, I can deliver the product. I can deliver the product to the local businesses here. And then, you know, if it's online, if you order it, I can mail it. So yeah, it's both.
Okay, good. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now tell me, what are your thoughts on life purpose?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So for me, I've always been the person where I wanted to always make sure I was doing the right thing. I was always concerned about others and what they felt and how I made them feel. I was always wanting to put a smile on someone's face. But then, you know, as I got older, I started to realize that in all of the outputting that I was wanting to do and the perception that I wanted people to have of me, meaning like, you know, she puts people first, which is true, but behind the scene, it's like, I may have not been happy, but you see it on the outside, right? So you see it on the outside where I'm giving, I'm smiling, I'm happy, go lucky. But it's like, for me to take what I was giving to someone else, like for me, like if someone treated me like how I was treating them, like, hey, Courtney, you're doing great today. I didn't know how to receive that, because I was always a giver, right? So as I continue to get old, as I continue to mature, I just realized that it's all about being who you are, believing in what you believe, and you can't be concerned about what other people think. And it's just living your life to the fullest, because you just never know. Tomorrow's not promised. And as I said, as I matured, I it didn't really make sense to me until I got older. But then I look back, I'm like, well, did I waste all those years? But then I'm like, no, because it was a learning process. So now I can accept the compliments and know that they're genuine and not say, yeah, but you know how you say, Najeda, you have a beautiful top on today. Oh. And I would give you a compliment, but then if it's me, I'm like, yeah, but you know, I've had this for 10 years.
I got this for $5.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm still continuing to learn that, Courtney, it's okay. It's okay for you to be who you are, live how you are, and give, knowing that you're doing it genuinely and from your heart. So, you know, it's been that, you know, and as I said, it just takes that time where you mature, you continue to just look at life in a different way. And especially when you have kids, it makes you look at life in a different way and you don't sweat the small stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. What would you say? Would you say that you found your life purpose yet, or you still, because I think for some of us it's developing. It's, what would you say for you?
I say right now I'm more stern on what I will do, on the things that make me happy, and I say no to the things that won't make me happy, and I don't feel bad about it. Because I remember I would say no, but then I would dwell on it, because I used to be that person that wants to make people feel happy. I want to be able to help when they ask for help. I didn't want to say no because I felt like they would look at me like, oh, why did she say no? So again, as I got older and mature, I'm comfortable with saying the things that I feel, you know, someone may need to know in a respectful way. And then I'm also comfortable with standing in my own truth and saying, hey, I'm not going to do that. And I don't have to give you an explanation. It's just like, no is no. And you,
yeah, no, no, yeah. I forgot the term, but basically it's like, no, it's just, it's a one sentence. Like it's basically, that's the answer. You don't have to add to it.
Right.
Often for some of us, we feel like we have to give a reason why it's a no.
Right. Yeah. So I still feel like, you know, as I'm mature, I'm still learning, you know, because I feel like with each age, each year you grow, you become wiser, you become wiser. And that's what I feel. But it feels good, though. It really feels good to be in that place where you are able to stand firm on what you believe in and don't care what anyone else thinks. Yeah.
Totally. So what would you say the world needs more of?
Gratitude and people just being appreciative for what they have and being where they are. You know, I sit and I look, you know, I don't watch too much TV because it doesn't do anything for me. You know, it may be on in the background or, you know, or most of the time I'm playing music. And then once I play music, I start dancing. So I really can't get any work done. So it just depends, you know. But I just think if we just sat down and really appreciated the people that were around us and the people that are in our circle and like who we've attracted in our circle, and just to reach out to them to say, hey, man, I love you, or I appreciate you, or thank you so much. Like, that goes back to when I was smaller, how I didn't want to get in trouble. I did not like getting in trouble. Although sometimes it seemed like trouble found me, but I always wanted to do the right thing. And just having that Southern hospitality where you say your pleases and your thank yous and yes and no, I just feel like right now is a good time for everyone to just to have gratitude for one another and be happy to be in the presence of someone, because it's so many people that don't have that opportunity or have the pleasure of being in the surrounding areas with someone who's giving off positive vibes. You know, that's what you want to feel. And when you can do that and really give that, I think that that's something that you'll always remember.
Totally. Yeah. What would you say? What do you stand for in life and why?
for me, I stand for being the individual on who I am, not living by or trying to be like someone else and follow someone else's, I guess, personality. So I'm happy where I am in the skin that I'm in. And that's it. That's all I can give 100% every day. I can give my best every day. I can say my pleases and thank yous every day. And, you know, just live the day to the fullest from the time I hit the floor until the time that I go to sleep, because I know that I've done what I'm supposed to do within my day. Yeah.
Totally great. Do you have a morning practice?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a morning practice by any chance?
Or
daily practice, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, just curious, since you mentioned about, you know, living your day fully and really doing what you're meant to do for your day. I was just curious.
Yeah. So what I like to do is when I'm riding in the car, I just like to ride in silence. I like to hear the nature. I like to hear the birds. I like to hear like the movement of what's going on outside of me. And that really puts me in a good place to where I can appreciate my surroundings. Yeah.
Totally. No, that's a form of meditation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For me, that's what I think. Because actually, I used to live in D.C. I'm now in Miami. Uh-huh. And I used to drive because I used to go to this seminar because I used to take the train or the bus, the metro or the bus to the to work. And at the time I was working my regular 9-to-5. But there was one day in the week where I would go to Virginia. So I would have to drive to go to I used to attend Landmark Education at the time. Mm-hmm. And at some point I was rushing to get on the bus or get on the metro, go home, get my car. Because it's, you know, it's the city. Mm-hmm. And so I found a parking garage where once a week I would drive. And those days, actually, I normally didn't even worry about, because I would leave earlier because I had to park and then walk to the office. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't worry about making sure I get my 5-minute meditation in. Mm-hmm. I would actually drive through Walk Creek Park, which is this area where there's like the water stream and it's like all trees. And it was like, for me, it was a form of meditation, you know? And I remember when I was doing my coaching training, when I would draw, I would rent a, at the time I gave up my car, I would rent a car. And every time I would go those 3 days, every morning, I look forward to that drive. And like, really, like you said, listening to nature, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I totally get you. Totally, totally. So now let me ask you, what would you say for those of us, not to say for me, but then I was thinking that sometimes I'm like, when I look at my handwriting, I'm like, is it because I'm always typing? You know? So some of us who may be thinking that handwriting is dead. Like, what would you say to those of us who are like, you know, to like that it's not dead? And actually one of your things is that it can be used, it can be leveraged. So if you could talk about that for us, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the art of handwriting is becoming lost. It's not dead. It's something that, you know, you go back to the 1800s where that's how they communicated. They wrote down messages. And I feel like sometimes when you have things that, you know, that you can read, like you may find it like artifacts. Like now we're amazed by the artifacts that we find, or the Declaration of Independence, if we find that and read it, because it's written, you know? So yeah. I feel like anytime you're able to express yourself on paper and to put a date on that moment, because most of the time it's dated, it takes you back. It's a memory in time. It will never get old. So you can send that handwritten message, and then 3 years later, find that note that someone wrote you that you had tucked away in the drawer, and you will get the same feeling and the warmth. It's kind of like the tingly feeling on the inside where it's like, oh my gosh, I still feel the same way as when I read it the first time. You know, so it's like the gift that keeps on giving, like the message, because it's meaningful. Nowadays, sending, you know, emails and text messages, you can easily misinterpreted email, I mean, and a text message as well too, with all the emojis and all these things. But when you can really sit down and read someone's feelings, like they're expressing themselves to you, I feel like that's something that can never be replaced with technology. It's something that will continue to live on forever. So, yeah.
No, it's true. And I have to say, you know, it's so interesting that, you know, I brought up Jen's card and you just made me think about something else, like talking about handwritten. When I was doing my coaching training, towards the end of the training, we were each given a blank index card. Mm-hmm. And we had to tape it on our back. Mm-hmm. And each one of us went on somebody's back and wrote something about them. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, to this day, I have it right there, right next to my bed where I have my books. And I can just, actually, it's right next to Jen, the card that Jen sent me. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, when I'm having a low moment, I pick it up and I read what my colleagues, you know, said about me.
Yes.
So it is very true. It's lasting. And actually, the other day I was actually thinking, I was like, you know what? I think I need to like take a screenshot of it, because obviously I think over the years, although it was done with a pen,
right?
But you know, I'm like, you know what? Probably over the years. But yeah, it is very true. So I am sold on that. It does create. There's just something about it. And like you said, I think there is something that somebody has taken the time, like you said, even if they hired someone, but it's handwritten, you know, then just getting on the thing. I think it's much more personal, right?
Right. It's much more personal. I mean, and you have to look at it too. It's kind of like you hire someone to be a copywriter. You hire someone to write your social media. You hire people. But I think for me, and what I like to do, I like to make it more personal and sit down with the person, the client on who I'm working with, and get to know them, and just put their voice into, you know, the cards. And it's going to be something that's remembered. I mean, you're not going to throw it away. I don't care what happens. And that may be that one piece of mail. If it gets missing, you're probably going to tear the house up looking for it because of what was inside of it. Yeah, that's going to be the one thing. So yeah, it's just a gift that keeps on giving. And it feels so good to be able to receive positive feedback and just positive gratitude expressions from someone else. It's just one of those feelings that we need more of. We do. We really do.
Thanks for sharing that. No, it is very true. And actually, you really have me thinking that maybe I need to write more handwritten cards and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't worry about getting my handwriting perfect before I do that.
No. Okay, so if that's the case, let's go back to the beginning of your conversation where you say to just start. Yes. We're just going to start. And you know what, Najeda, you'll be so amazed at how it makes you feel. Even if you start with 10 to 15 minutes a day, what I've done in the past is I'll schedule a day. Say in my calendar, I'll put Tuesdays from 3 to 4. I'll write handwritten messages so you don't feel like, oh my gosh, this is like a dreaded task. If it's in your calendar, most of the time you're going to want to check that task off. So, you know, you have in mind of who you want to write to, maybe 5 people, and you just think about it like, okay, what is it that I would like to express to them? And it doesn't have to be, you know, an hour, like I said, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and you just write your expressions. Make sure you also have next to you a stamp. And another thing too, what I like to tell clients is that if you're not good with getting the mail out of the house, put the card that you're wanting to put in the mail right by your keys. Because if you're leaving the house, you need your keys, and more than likely you'll pick up that card that you need to drop in the mail, instead of having it to sit on your counter for months at a time. And then next thing you know, here it is, you know, your uncle's birthday again, or you forgot to write her, you know. So it's just getting in the habit of doing it, and you'll be amazed at how much gratitude, you know, by you expressing gratitude, how better it'll make you feel as a person. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, totally. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for sharing this today. So this concludes the interview part. I want you to tell people about where, you know, my audience, where they can connect with you on social media, your website. I know you also have a gift for them. Don't worry about spelling things out because everything will be below this video. All her information, her website, her free gift, all of that will be there. And also, if you're listening to us through Apple Podcasts, iTunes, you can visit my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com. Click on Soulful Conversations, and you'll see the episode with Courtney, and you can click on that, and that's where below the video you'll find all our info. So tell people about more about you, your business, and where they can connect with you, your free gift. I know you have a free gift that you created for us. So,
yeah, sure, absolutely. So let's talk about the gift. I know we like to get the gifts out of the way. So I've created a special gift. It's 15 go-to companies for unique and elegant client gifts. And there it just provides you with, you know, an array of companies that do the elegance, the personalized, the customization. And, you know, it will make this unique to that person. And so, yeah, you'll have the link for that. You can find me on Facebook at C. Daniel Designs. At Instagram, C. Daniel Designs, and I'm on Twitter at C. Daniel Designs as well. My website is cdanieldesigns.com.
Great. Yes. Now, let me ask you, do you have a particular group that you work with? I know they're entrepreneurs, but or hey, I didn't know you work with celebrities. Actually, I came to find you know, I think you said, I don't know, there were some players in there, so... Do you want to tell us who do you work with? Like, who are your the people that you mostly work with?
So my ideal clients would be those professionals that are in demand who don't have the time to sit down and make that personal connection with their clients. So it could be the busy online entrepreneurs, the busy at-home entrepreneurs, and just genuinely working with those people who appreciate and know the effects of expressing gratitude to their clients and just saying thank you.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Courtney. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to take my own advice and just start and not wait to be ready. Although I do have to say, I think business-wise, I didn't know that's what you did. So that's good. I thought I had to write them. But no, I was even thinking, because I have to say that sometimes I'll write, like I'll get a greeting card or something to send or to give to somebody. And I'll just write like maybe one line, not even a But it's true. Like you said, it is very, very true to just, it's, you know, coming from your heart. It really outlives it. Like it really stays. So thanks for sharing that. Okay. You're welcome. So thank you everyone for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you go ahead and visit Courtney, connect with her, get her free gift, because actually when she was saying that, I was like, that's a great idea. Like what she put together for us, that's a really great idea, you know, when you're looking for ideas to get clients or something. So that's an awesome idea. So thank you again, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Hope you enjoyed it. So like I said, below the video is all her info. Same thing, you know, leave us a comment. Let us know, share your thoughts with us. I'll let her know and she can go, or she'll check herself and she can reply to the comments. And if you are on listening to us through iTunes, please, you know, leave us a review, share it, come to my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com, click on Soulful Conversations with Najeda. And leave us a comment as well, or like I said, go there and connect with Courtney. That's also where you can connect with me as well. If you enjoyed this and you don't want to miss any episode, I have 2 episodes per month. I might have a little bit more this month, but I actually, there was an episode last week and I decided to share one this week because of the 1-year anniversary, but there's 2 episodes per month. You don't want to miss them. You can get them directly in your inbox by subscribing to my email list, which you can do so below the video on my website, you'll see after Courtney's information, there's a box, put in your name, your email address, and you'll get, you'll be subscribed to my email list. Once you confirm, you'll get my free gift, which is my 7 questions to help you reconnect with yourself and have an aligned message in your business. If you don't have a business, but you're an ambitious woman looking to find your voice, this will really help you. So it still resonates, you know, it will still work with you because you do need to find your message as well. So you'll get that, and you'll also get, in addition to that, you'll get every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me in the form of tips, you know, either a tip or it could be a blog post or a video. And every other Thursday, you will get a new episode of Soulful Conversations with Najeda. So I am looking forward to another year of more conversation with amazing guests like Courtney. So again, thank you all. Love and light. Thank you again, Courtney.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and happy anniversary.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, I just want to share. I forgot to share that. So the artist on this song is a Haitian. I'm from Haiti. I'm Haitian American. He's a Haitian artist, Jay Perry. That's the name of the artist on the that I'm playing, that I played in the beginning as well. Jay Perry, and the song is called PSA, which means who are you? And they say I'm Haitian. So just wanted to share that because I wanted to give him credit. So grateful that he lets me play his music. So love and light again.